1 Corinthians, chapter 9. Am I not free? Am I not a sent one? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not a sent one to others, yet at least I am to you. For the seal of my having been sent is you in the Lord. My defense to those who examine me is this. Don't we have the right to eat and to drink? Don't we have the right to be accompanied by a wife who is a believer, just like the rest of the sent ones, the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or by Self and Barnabas, don't we have a right to not work secularly? What soldier ever serves paying his own expenses? Who is it who plants a vineyard and doesn't eat the fruit from it? Or who shepherds a flock and doesn't drink the milk of the flock? Do I just say these things humanly speaking, or doesn't the law say the same thing also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the ox while threshing grain. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 4. Is it simply that God cares for the oxen, or does he principally say it for our benefit? Yes, it was written for our sake, because he who plows ought to plow in hope, and he who threshes to thresh in the hope of partaking. If we sowed into you spiritual things, is it a great problem if we reap natural things from you? If others partake of this privilege concerning you, how much more could we? Nevertheless, we did not use this privilege. Instead, we put up with all things so that we would not present an obstacle for anyone to the message of the good news about the Anointed One. Don't you know that those who work with the sacred things eat of the things of the temple, and those who attend the altar have their portion from the altar? In a similar way, the Lord has ordained that those who proclaim the good news should live from the good news message. But I have used none of these things, nor am I writing this to insist that it should be done for me. For it would be better for me to die, rather than that anyone would make my boasting void. For if I announce the good news, I have nothing to boast about. It is a necessity which has been laid upon me. Woe to me if I don't proclaim the message of the good news. For if I do it willingly, I have a reward. But if unwillingly, I still have had a stewardship entrusted to me. What is my reward then? That, when I proclaim the good news, I present the good news without financial cost, so as not to use my full right in the good news message. For though I was free from all men, I made myself a slave to all, so that I might gain more of them. So to the Jews I became as a Jew, so that I might gain Jews. To those who were under the law I became as if I were under the law, not being myself actually under the law, so that I might gain those who are under the law. To those who don't have the law I became as if I didn't have the law, not being without law with respect to God, but under the law of the Anointed One, so that I might gain those who don't have the law. To the weak I became weak, so that I might gain the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I, by using all legitimate means, might save some. And I do all things for the sake of the good news message, so that I may be a joint partaker in the rewards of it. Don't you know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? You should run in the same way, so that you may obtain it. And everyone who strives to excel in sports exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one. Therefore, I run in this way, not with uncertainty. I fight in this way, not as if I were just beating the air, but I treat my body severely and bring it into subjection, unless, after I have preached to others, I myself would be rejected. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.